Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Madam President, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, the right of every citizen to access quality healthcare services is protected by the Constitution of the Maldives. It directs the government to ensure this right is realized for each and every person. We have pledged to achieve the MDGs by 2015, and we are happy to report that Maldives have already achieved 3 of the 5 health-related MDGs. We are confident we will achieve the remaining 2. Maldives has been successful in reducing IMR, maternal mortality, and life expectancy at birth increased to 72 for men and 73 for females. Most of the communicable diseases have been controlled. We are a malaria-free country since 1984. We are also sustaining a high EPI coverage, well over 95%. However, there are new emerging challenges like drug addiction, undernutrition, increasing NCDs, aging population, urbanization, and thalassemia are all of public health concern. There are also re-emerging diseases such as MDR-TB and vector-borne diseases due to globalization and climate change. We recognize NCD as the leading cause of death in the country, as one of the major steps the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control has ratified in 2004 and National Act has been passed in 2010. A 200% increase has been proposed on import duty on tobacco. Advertising smoking in public places and sale to those under 18 are key facts in the Act. To ensure the quality, registration of all foods imported and an increase in import on sugary drinks will be introduced in the near future. Unlike those countries where roads connect people living on remote settlements, in the Maldives, sea and air transport is the only viable option. Hence, cost of transportation acts disproportionately to the cost of goods, services, and basic infrastructure. We believe that we need to continue to address emerging global health challenges. Our President's vision to make our country carbon neutral within a decade is on track. We fully realize that rising seas caused by climate change could engulf the Maldives and other low-lying nations. At this moment, we remember the families and survivors of Japan's tsunami and other countries facing similar tragedies related to climate change. We believe health sector also need to take leadership in the fight against climate change. Madam President, the Maldives economy has continued to grow despite its limited resources, and its GDP currently stands at US$2,500, which is one of the highest in the region, so is the per capita health expenditure. Rapid economic growth reduced the overall poverty. However, as a small island state, we must not forget that we are vulnerable to any external shocks, and during the world economic crisis, health sector is the worst affected. Therefore, we believe that mere allocation of substantial money is not enough, and it is more important to see how this money is distributed in the healthcare delivery system. We are currently working with World Bank to develop the social protection information system. The country's health system is amidst a transmission, with the government moving to a pair in a big way and having set up the national social protection system, including social health insurance, which already covers one-third of the population, and now we are moving towards universal coverage through legislation. Madam President, realizing the many challenges, the present government has undertaken a number of initiatives to bridge the gaps in accessibility and utilization of health services by the masses. We reiterate PSC is the right approach to strengthen the health systems, taking into account the social determinants of health for achieving MDGs. To this end, we have started working on revitalizing PSC with establishment of public health infrastructure and allocation of primary health care workers at primary level. While there is a paucity of adequately trained medical and health care professionals, a large number of expatriate workforce both in public and private health sector contribute to delivery of health services. About 60% of nurses and 8% of doctors are expatriates. Hence, human resource development is the priority in the development agenda. A nationwide transport system coupled with a sustainable marine transport network has been introduced, which will improve accessibility to health services, providing low-cost transport service for people and increasing connectivity. We are also looking into new ways in reaching the people in the remote islands. For this, we promote e-health by introducing telemedicine network to the country. Currently, we have been very generously supported by Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation to install telemedicine in 35 islands. While we are making great efforts in development, Maldives confronted with fiscal constraints due to global economic crisis that force us to carefully prioritize and restrict public expenditures. Our approach to healthcare reform is integrated into political reform by introducing political and administrative decentralization, promoting civil society and private sector participation. Madam President, Maldives has graduated from LDC to a middle-income country this year, which means we will lose many of the benefits received in the past. Sadly, because of our smallness, we often go unnoticed at international level. While we have a heavy burden of settling the heavy burden that we have inherited from the former government, we need resources to go forward in our development activities. Hence, in consolidating the gains, we will require substantial support and commitment from the international partners in capacity building and technical support. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to thank WHO for the continuous support given to the Maldives in health system development and look forward to the continued support in our efforts in health reform. Thank you very much.